I'm going to have to change that because Ghost, I mean, although I guess still technically played by Ryan Dant, is now in ice. So Carbonite.
He's technically a ghost, so it's apt.
He's not dead. I'm not dead yet. All right. So where do we leave off? You guys got, I think you guys got the call, right?
Yeah. We got the call that it was a fake butt radar.
But. Okay.
But no, nothing after that. So we don't know where to go or what to do or who to do.
I will give you some time now if you guys want to explore the space narratively before telling you what to do to take us into our next step.
Well, I need to drink some water.
Oh, why?
Lots and lots of water.
Yeah, I'm still hanging out outside on top of the ship, and the sun is beating down. I heard all that through the communicator, right?
I'm assuming. I mean, you have heard it. I didn't dictate how you heard it. I mean, I'm assuming it came through the
never you, dictate how I hear.
Okay, well then, how did you hear it?
My communicator. Okay. I was completely unprepared for all of this.
Well, you did have your breakfast burrito.
Yeah. Got it all over my pants.
And I know, Sarn, you are in some kind of holding cell.
I'm in the jail. Yeah, the holding cell, which is hopefully unlocked.
Oh, that's it. That's it. I'm on top of the ship.
Right.
Laying on top of the windshield. And sun's beating down, and I pull out a breakfast burrito. And just start eating it out of the ship.
Is that a small breakfast?
I don't even know explanation for where I got it, but I'm getting it all over. It is that kind of morning.
It is disgusting. I mean, it could have come from the night before. You guys could have gotten takeout, and you put it right into your pocket, went onto the top of the ship, and fell asleep.
Narratively, that would make sense.
But also narratively, you wouldn't remember.
I look around, there's just a bunch of breakfast burrito wrappers all over the place. Oh, and by wrappers, I just mean the tortillas. I ate all the fillings out of them.
It's just wet tortillas?
That's it's disgusting. Just wet tortillas laying all over me. Or all around me.
Is it not a bad way to wake up, especially after you get bad news about your fake butt radar?
Okay.
There are worse ways to wake up finding out the bad news about the fake butt radar.
All right. So I'm going to assign one strain to each of you for your hangover.
I'm not hungover. I never said that.
I know, but I did. Okay.
We never learn our lessons.
I'm never hungover to learn a lesson. Well, I'm still strained, but it's not because I'm hungover. It's just because I have a headache.
It's just because you pulled like a muscle climbing up to the windshield.
Yeah, we'll go with that. I like that. I pulled my
hernia,
groin muscle,
hernia.
Okay, so now are you guys going to talk about the message that you just received?
I call Mac on the communicator.
Well, we've been kind of sitting back and absorbing it. I'm on the cockpit.
Wait, did you say on or in?
On. Hey, do me a favor. Hit the windshield wipers for me. I need some water.
No, I need...
Engaging windshield wipers.
No! No!
No, I need the favor of you coming down and opening this holding cell door.
I start banging on the window. Rex! Open the holding cell door.
What's in it for me?
You can squirt me more with water.
Dale, and you hear the doors disengage.
Sarn somehow manages to stand up.
And Mac is squirted with water.
Yeah, I'm drenched. And I'm still eating my burrito, and it's drenched with windshield wiper fluid now. But that relieves the strain.
No, you still have a headache.
Why, in real life, nothing works out.
Yeah, more or less.
Right.
All right, we should probably meet by the hollow chessboard.
Yeah, I just fell off the cock, but I'm coming in. I'll come
crew
in.
Meeting.
Yep.
Quiet, RX. Too loud.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
What is a headache like?
Do you want to find out?
How are... no.
No. All right, then. Shut up.
Ouch.
I walk into the room, and I say, I'll give you a headache, and, you know, and then where... Because where's this head situated at again?
Is it in engineering.
It's in the back, yeah.
All right, well, what's our game plan?
I don't know. She didn't... Did she tell us where to go and what to do?
She didn't say anything on there, but you kind of know where she hangs out. And that's specifically, or an idea would be to meet her where you met her last time. Not the warehouse, but the first time you met her was in a bar called Paradise.
All right, well, let's go to the bar. Let's go to Paradise.
No, let's not talk about bars right now.
You want a burrito?
No, I had my fill.
I've got
quite literally yesterday.
What is Sarn and Mac think about this? Like, just can't think about anything except about their heads.
Oh yeah, we're very shallow individuals. Obviously, I'm pissed because you know, I was under the assumption that I was a butt radar, and I'm also upset because they just sort of killed off that person.
For no reason.
Yeah, for no reason. That poor Wookiee. She had a child, man. You know.
Well, we think that was her child. Yeah. She could have just been carrying around a picture of herself at a younger age.
That is a really strange thing to do, though.
Yeah, but how much do you know about Wookiee culture?
Could you imagine if you walk up to your dad and you ask your dad, "Hey, Dad, can I see your wallet?" He just pulls out pictures and all... Pictures of him as a kid. like, Dad, did you have any of me? No. But here's me at 10.
Yeah, imagine him in the office.
Look how happy I was back then.
He's in the office. Everyone's talking about their kids and showing pictures. And he opens his wallet. Like, oh, your kid's beautiful. Like, oh, that's me.
Oh, my God. Wow. I don't think that's the case.
The best part about that conversation is it could have very well happened in character. So I just like to imagine that happened in character.
Yeah, that wasn't character.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was both in and out of character. That's where the characters blended together in perfect harmony. You witnessed it.
It was a meta conversation.
Wow. Very meta.
You guys are getting good at this.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's probably the height for the night.
Let's call it there.
End it there, really.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
All right.
Gonna need that eventually. Okay. Well, you guys have not left Talisema. You guys are still in the spaceport.
That's where Paradise is.
And Paradise is there, yes. You'll have to... I forgot how you got there last time.
Speeder?
Oh, yeah, no. You guys...
It was a diplomat speeder.
It was a diplomat speeder, yeah.
Yeah. We didn't carry anything in their glove box.
Yeah, imagine that.
You never know. All right, so we should probably go to Paradise, right?
That's what I'm assuming. We should go investigate this and find out about you know, because...
if we still get our money.
That, yeah, we still need our money. And on top of that, we have a duty to track down this butt radar.
Duty.
For Ghost and RX.
What?
Nothing.
RX doesn't care about Wookiees.
RX, do you care about the butt radar?
What is that? But is it sentient? Is it a biological life form?
Yes.
I want it dead.
See, he's on our team.
I was never not on your team. But you guys stuck me in the ship.
I wish I stuck you on mute.
Ouch.
All right. Paradise. And I start walking out with no idea how we're going to get there.
Hey, Mac. You might want to put some pants on first.
Oh, shit. I'm just walking around in the Buster, just alone in the Buster, and like in my pockets are just filled with burritos and burrito fixins. Because here's another one.
That's what I imagined that you did.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say that you guys had the bright idea to call the same car service. Oh, did I lose you guys?
Hello?
I can hear you now. I can see you moving. Boo, can I hear you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, great.
Some Discord in the Discord.
Yeah, that works.
One strain.
No, that was out of character. Brandon Boo gets one strain. Let's say it. Oh, we lost Craig. This is going great.
Now recording.
Okay, Craig is back.
Sweet.
Okay, after. After Mac puts his pants back on, he looks in his back pocket and sees that there's a business card. The business card is for the Diplomat Car Service. At first, he's a bit confused what that means, and then remembers you guys took that car service to Paradise last time.
Give him a call here. hello?
Hello.
This is the
car service for the diplomats.
Diplomat, yes. This is Diplomat Mac Saint Skyblade. I need a car, a speeder over here, some transportation.
Please send your diplomat code. Do you have a diplomat code?
Yes, it is 1, 2
mm-hmm.
3
1 2 3
4
4
5
Well,
I got the same combination on my luggage.
Maybe you should roll a deception for that.
No, they're just a car. Okay.
I run a car service.
One difficulty, right?
No, two.
Oh, with advantage.
Deception! Holy crap!
They're sending the limo for us.
It turns out that the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 code is also the code for the mayor of Telesema. So they send you the mayor car.
Open bar?
I guess it's not an open bar. It was a Triumph, maybe.
Advantages.
No, but it's the code for like the envoy for the mayor's office. So you don't get like the mayor's car, but you get like the mayor's like assistance car, which is still pretty good. It's like a Lincoln Town car, but it's also a speeder. Like
water in there too, right?
It has water in there. It has no, it's not. It's not a party car. He's the mayor, not fucking Van Halen.
Fair enough.
All right. Well.
Okay. So this for this very meaningless part of today's session, you guys ride a car to paradise, and
I drink all the water inside of it.
Okay. Sounds good. Good job.
I drink enough water to revive one strength.
No, you don't.
Damn. Try.
You've literally never exceeded your strain. You guys are so worried about having one strain. Oh, is that Discord?
Yeah. That is what's wrong?
Oh, I thought somebody sent a message in Discord. So I was checking it. They did not. It must have been from something else.
Ghost.
Right. It was probably a ghost.
Was it ghost? What no, if he was communicating ghost. Through the Discord? Like, how meta would that be?
Pretty meta.
Like, what if ghosts are talking to Tiger?
Okay. So you guys get there. I'm just looking again to see if I have any details on Paradise. Okay. So you guys get there, you get dropped off. It's a bar. You know, there's lots of stuff going on in there. The interior of the cantina is dim and smells of smoke and distilled drinks. Though the Paradise is furnished like any other cantina in any other outer rim starport, there's a subtle buzz of business in the air. The patrons seem to concentrate more on their hushed conversations than their drinks. As you stand in the entryway, your eyes adjust from Seleucumai's gloom to the cantinas. And let's get us over into Paradise.
In Paradise.
What the hell was that?
Oh, that's a cantina band. There's a cantina band in there playing.
Oh, okay.
As you come in.
Oh, is this from Return of the Jedi?
It very well might be. It's a random. I did not pick this one. I just have a playlist of cantina songs. So. It does sound like that, though.
Probably find Valina.
So, as you come in, you see Porel. He greets you at the door. He's expecting you. Porel is the assistant of Venlana. Let's see. Let me get Porel in there.
He's in there.
Where's he at? Oh, Perel's in there. You guys are not in there.
We are not.
All right. Who are you? Sarn Turbo. And
that's me.
Ivan Von Skyblood.
That's my doctor's name.
Okay.
Now that I'm the doctor of the group.
Okay, so Perel greets you and sort of rushes you into the back room. And once you get into the back room, you know, you see that it's sort of a place where you can tell, like, the, like, gang business happens. It looks like a mafia back room. I do have a picture of it, or just a inspiration image. You know, something like that. Previously, there you see on the side the bar from which the last time you were there, she offered you drinks, and your advances were sitting on the table. You look back there now, there's nothing there waiting for you.
This is not promising.
When
I move one of the chairs right in front of the other one and sit in one and put my feet up.
Okay. You do see Venlana is in the room, and she sees you do that. So you sit down. You sit down kind of relaxed. And she says, "Well, just make yourself at home then."
I will.
We'll have you know that since you did not bring in the butt radar, that your bounty will not be paid.
It should be.
No, it shouldn't. You were meant to bring in the butt radar and you did not.
Well, we based thought off of the real butt radar.
The intelligence you gave us, we found the butt radar that you were looking for.
No, you did not. I was looking for the butt radar and you brought me in an imposter.
You were looking
so
for
if I were you, I wouldn't look so comfortable right now.
Chain game.
Yes,
and I
uncross the butt radar.
And cross him the other way. Very basic instinct, like
dominance. Demonstrate your value.
Your confidence is something to
charming, right?
Behold.
It's charming, I know.
Perhaps.
No, you wanted the leader of the Redarian gang, and that's what yes. we gave you.
No, you did not.
Yes, we did.
No, you did not. And it is because if you did, if you had brought us the leader, then we would not be continuing to be ambushed.
This is exactly what I warned you up against.
The organization is still carrying on under the,
where was it?
The
where was,
actual butt radar.
So they're ambushing you again?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And sending us taunting messages.
Hey, hold on. Vinlan, I got a question.
In fact, they seem even more vindictive now.
When you tried to destroy that medallion, did it turn out it was made of chocolate?
It was not chocolate, but it was an equally sweet substance.
Oh.
So, yes, it was made of candy.
How do you know it was, sweet?
We have the best chemists here at the Zahn Consortium.
You tasted it, didn't you?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Just admit it.
No, I didn't.
Come on.
No, I didn't.
It's fine. You're in company of friends.
You can
taste it.
No, I find you quite aggravating.
Yeah, but charming too, right?
I find you...
If you keep, just keep telling her you're charming, Hasar, and I'm sure that'll convince her.
That's always worked out for Mac.
Hey, I'm charming. I'm very charming. I'll charm your pants off right now. Where's my charm roll?
I think you've charmed off pants, all right. But they're your pants. You're still not wearing pants.
No, I'm wearing
pants. You forgot to do your pants roll.
No, that's not a roll.
You forgot to roll for pants.
I did not roll for pants. I'm going to roll a light side point if it turns out I'm not wearing pants.
However, now down to business. New information has come to light concerning the Redarian's whereabouts. Our technicians have analyzed that there's their transmission, and it appears to have originated on the planet of Ord Mantell. Our consortium response team has been activated in Worldport, Ord Mantell's capital, and is awaiting your arrival.
Are you going to get us there?
I can give you the coordinates. We can also fly you there if you'd like.
Yeah.
It will come out of your end of the bounty.
No. You have to increase our end of the bounty.
No.
Yes.
No. That is not what we're doing.
But it was your false intel.
No, it was not false intel.
Yes, apparently it was.
You just brought me a dead Wookiee.
No. We brought you an alive Wookiee. You
technically
killed it.
No, technically...
Well, that guy over there killed it.
Oh. I get to see Tiger and, Tiger and Svetlana's character going together like, no! You did that!
Well, if you had kept her alive like we wanted, we would have been able to get more information out of her.
Okay, so we've both made mistakes.
We didn't make a mistake!
You made a mistake. You did not bring me the person I asked for. You're a bounty hunter, aren't you? You can't just bring in any random person and say that is the bounty.
As far as you knew of, it was the butt radar.
Well, it turns out it's not. And that's a problem. No, you will not get a raise. And in fact, if you don't do this, you're going to make quite a powerful enemy.
Wait, how much did you front us the first time?
1,000 credits.
If I give you 1,000 credits, can we just be let go of this?
Sure.
All right, sidebar back.
What are you doing?
Want to just get out of this? I can get us out of this.
I don't think
so. I have 1,000 credits.
And then what?
Another bottle of whiskey?
I don't think that's going to get us to to figuring out where the real butt radar went. I mean, I thought you were the one who wanted to kill all butt radars.
No, I just want to kill everything.
You have been collecting butt radars. That was a motivation for you at some point.
Yeah, but
now you just want to get drunk.
And now that it's fake, now that one of them was fake, my reputation is tarnished. So I don't care anymore.
Really?
Really.
Well, then we got to get the real one.
To untarnish your reputation.
If your reputation is tarnished because you got the fake one, why not take the opportunity to get the real one?
Because it's still going to be tarnished.
You're right. You should give up.
What are we going to do, man? I mean, this is part of a story. We're just going to quit and run around like we're fucking GTA? Just start.
We're just going to steal a bunch of shit stuff. Drugs, mostly.
I don't think we need this game to do any of this.
I don't think... It's not uncharacteristic for you to raise the question. It would be quite unfortunate if you quit the mission a third of the way through, and then I had to come up with different missions.
Side missions.
This is this is not Vinlana. Vinlana's not going to give you random missions. And quite frankly, I might not either.
Oh, well. Yeah, this is fun. Listen, we need to go after.
All right, Vinlana, we'll do it. But,
all right, we're in. But
50% increase in pay.
No, you didn't. You did not. You did not fulfill the bounty. You're lucky I'm even letting you keep the advance.
Why would you take it back?
Because you didn't fulfill the bounty. Still owe us.
Can I take you aside here? Can I take you off the side here?
Yes, you take her aside, and she's starting to get very, very aggravated.
Now it's time to bring on the charm. Listen, Svetlana, listen. We don't.
My name is not Svetlana. It's Venlana.
That's my little cute nickname for you. I thought you looked just like Svetlana to me. Listen, we don't need any fans. Listen, what I want you to do right now is I just want you to, like, just thumbs up to this character, like, the Sarn over here. We'll act like we're just you're giving us an advance, and we'll be done with this.
so you're trying to deceive Sarn. Because this is going to be two roles. This is going to be a charm role and a deception role.
Well, how about this? Is there any chance we can get a little bit of something, just like, a discount somewhere?
And she sighs and she's like, you guys are quite aggravating, but you know, if you need to give something to your partner, she points over at the bar and there's a 1,000-year-aged bottle of Dagobah whiskey. She says, you guys can have that. I heard your partner mention something about whiskey. If you guys want some whiskey, if that will help you achieve your goal and help us achieve our goals, then you can take that with you.
When she points at it, Starn's already pouring a glass. Out of the
bottle. Agreed. I'm down. Thank you. Deal is taken and sealed. And what are you doing later? Because... I am a diplomat.
Not interested, but thank you. I'm.
Hold on. Let me flattered? Get the charm roll. Get the charm going. Don't okay. Turn me down until I try.
you may roll charm.
All right. Let's just see if I do.
However, if you succeed, you're not going to have sex with her.
All right, that's fine. I don't want sex. I just want to make sure.
She's not going to fall in love with you.
I just want to make sure I still got it. This is not about sex. It's about self-confidence. Come on, man.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure our expectations are set. Well, that's a lot of failures. Failed. Thank you. This has been...
Boo and Mac right there across the...
That is flattering. However, you don't have it, what I'm looking for.
You like Swilex, right? That's what
I respect your no. Because I'm a good dude.
Thank you.
Turn around and I walk right, and my advantage is now you have my respect.
Thank you. I understand you've faced plenty of dangers in service to the consortium, and your activities will be well rewarded. We will happily...
Yes! They're gonna double it!
We will happily double the agreed-upon compensation if you can successfully complete the next phase of the operation.
Agreed.
You could have just pointed all of that.
Should you decide to default on this contract, I can guarantee the consortium, and Tiber Zahn in particular, will be quite displeased.
Who?
If you default.
Who's the Zahn?
Zahn Consortium is who Venlana works for. Tiber Zahn is the leader of the Zahn Consortium, in effect.
Well, I feel like I know that name.
It's from the extended universe, I'm pretty sure. Tiber Zahn. It might be in Solo. I don't know.
No, he doesn't look familiar.
I did mention it earlier, Tiber Zahn. Maybe that's...
No, yeah, no. I thought he looked like somebody... When you said Tiber Zahn, I thought it was somebody else from something else.
Oh, okay. Geez,
I grabbed two bottles of the whiskey on the way.
Perel walks over by you and takes both of those bottles away from you and puts them back onto the shelf.
No. Hey, wasn't that part of the deal?
It was Purell. It was one bottle.
All right, Purell, give me the back bottle. All right.
All right. And then he
got very clean hands.
He lets you take one other bottle.
All right, cool. But I'm taking the fuller one, not the one that Masarin's been drinking.
No. That because he took two more new ones.
Oh.
So Perel went to... He grabbed them both from Sarn and then went to set them on the table, but then Sarn started to look kind of mad, so he gave him one bottle back.
All right. I've agreed to this agreement.
I rip the bottle out of his hand and give him a dirty look.
What is wrong with you?
As I turn my head, I slap him with my leku.
Hmm.
Playfully. Okay. Playfully.
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 It's playful? Okay.
Yeah, you know, like sexy.
Like flirting?
Yeah.
Is this Sarn flirting?
have we both been trying to flirt tonight?
Everything Sarn does has to have a little bit of pain in it.
Okay. And she said, as you guys are starting to walk out, Venlana says, we will take care of your docking and resupply fees here. And that you are to leave at once for Ord Mantell. Good luck.
All right, I guess we get back in the space limo to go back to the wave.
Take us home, Jeeve.
You will meet... We have arranged for you for a contact over at Ord Mantell, someone who says that they know you, who can help us out there.
Do you have a name?
He did not provide his name.
Oh, boy. But it is a he.
If it's Trex, I'm going to be so pissed.
If it's not Trex, I'm going to be pissed at this point.
If it's Graf, I'm going to be less pissed but more awestruck.
If it's Graf, he's getting a head wound, another head wound.
You just see Graf, he's just got a Band-Aid over like a gaping hole in his skull. No, it's not. It's not Graf. Well, no, it's not Graf.
I need a moment. I got to go grab something real quick. I'll be right back.
Is it another burrito?
No, I need to grab my allergy medicine.
I think that's code for burrito.
It's code for burrito. He couldn't have waited for our break.
Oh, no. Oh, he's back.
All right, I was all plugged up.
Are you in character?
I just walked into a random grocer's mart and just came back with a bottle of aspirin and started downing it. Oh, no, allergy medicine.
AKA burritos.
Nah.
All right, so we take the rental or the the mayor's car to
back to the ship. Yeah.
Right. And she gave us the coordinates, right?
The coordinates to Ord Mantell?
Yeah.
Yes. Let me pull up the ship. And you guys take off into space. You punch in the coordinates. Back, usually you take care of the flying, so.
Oh, I'm up here. Okay. I'm moving around the cockpit.
Switching seats. Buttons.
Where are we going?
These coordinates, bud.
Why are we going to Ord Mantell?
We got some business.
Is it torture?
It might be burrito.
It might be torture.
I'm interested.
I know. That's why you're coming along.
I shall set the most direct route into the navigation computer.
I mean, I already got it, bud.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You did push a lot of buttons into the nav computer. However, they were somewhat random.
Nope, they weren't.
Okay.
Planetary space check.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's see whose piloting skills is better.
Okay.
Sarn starts to take a nap.
Okay.
But Sarn takes the whiskey and wraps it up in the Talio skin and hides it.
Hides the whiskey?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my retirement fund right there.
What a 1,000-year-old Dagobah whiskey. That's gotta be. That was a 1,000-year-old Dagobah whiskey.
Right? It's gotta be worth a lot.
Did you drink any of it? It's a full bottle?
No, it's full.
You drank one of them.
Yeah, but he grabbed another
one. Yeah, I grabbed the full one, though.
Okay. All right. Nope, this is not where I wanted to take us. Pay no attention to that. Okay, you guys start to fly into Ord Mantell. And it doesn't look as... you would know, Mac, that Ord Mantell is kind of a trading post out on the edge of the rim. You know, at one point it was under Republic control, but eventually the Republic left and it became sort of like a hotbed of trading. You are pulling into Worldport, which is the capital of Ord Mantell. As you fly in, you see these beautiful multicolored birds. They're kind of like parrots, except bigger. They're kind of like a parrot mixed with like, an eagle. It's like beautiful colors. They're called, you would know.
Parrot eagles.
That kind of fits. I don't like that. One strange.
That was in character.
So Mac and Sarn both roll easy, so just one difficulty. Xeno, what is it? Yeah, Xenology.
Ooh, fun. You don't ever get to play with these ones. No. You don't ever get to play with these dice. What, regular?
No, just one.
Throwing into the black of space.
Okay.
Check failed. Check failed.
So Max unclear about the birds. But Sarn, I don't know why, maybe you could tell me, but you know what the birds are called. They're called flutter plumes.
Those are flutter plumes. They're a delicacy.
I would call them a paralegal.
They are some of the most dangerous scavengers for Ord Mantell.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but if you manage to capture one, they taste pretty darn good. And their eggs, oof.
Are they good eggs?
They're good eggs.
My God.
Got a nice, bright, pink yolk.
Jesus Christ, we have to get one of those.
Right? I mean, at least one.
Rex. blast Dello. One of those eagles.
We are too close to the spaceports to engage lasers.
Then just hit one with a ship.
That sounds dangerous.
Are we like flying like pretty majestically as we land into like, you know, the spaceport?
Yeah, you guys are coming in. It's majestic to you. Ord Mantell stretches out below you. A vast sea, blue-black in the sun, spreads south of an expansive continent whose southern reaches are shrouded in smog. To the north, much of the wilderness looks inhospitable. As you circle into a landing pattern, the smog gives way and reveals a sprawling city festooned with lights. Worldport, famous for its casinos and lawlessness, awaits you.
Oh, no. Casinos?
What's it called again?
The port?
It's called, the name of the city that you're pulling into is called Worldport.
Worldport. You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Oh, sorry, I had Sarn highlighted, so it looks like Sarn said that. All right. Yes. And you guys have just landed. There is open spaces, although you will probably have to pay. But for right now, it's unclear.
Probably go with the diplomat line again.
I'm not sure that's always going to work.
Why not?
I mean, we're diplomats from Saluka. Right.
There's right. There's really no recognized government of Worldport.
All right, then I gotta come up with a new nickname. I am. Well, isn't Max Skyblade known throughout the whole universe by now?
No, but also the Zahn Consortium was helping you with all of that, so they were able to get you arrangements to land.
Cool.
Oh yeah, we can just throw it on their bill. Hello.
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 The communicator screen flickers to light, revealing a familiar face from to you. Well, shit. I can't find it. Oh, are you kidding me? I should have checked. Sorry, I'm looking for the character. I did not double check before we sat down.
Break time then?
Yeah, let's do it.
How's it going?
Good. I found what I was looking for.
Was it inside you all along?
Yeah, that's right. And all right. So on your communicator, this fucking thing. All right. The communicator screen flickers to life, revealing a familiar face from your past. You just barely recognize him. And he says, "About bloody time," a voice growls. "When V said she was sending a group of professionals, I expected to be on time." And he looks at, then he looks back at you, and he's like, Mick Skyblade? Is that you? And Sarn, you look at him, and you recognize that this is the person you recognize a person, and Mac, you recognize him as Pollard, the man you escaped jail from with Beb Bebo way back when in at Mos Shuda.
My God, how long has it been?
It's been quite a while. I have Mech Skyblade. Man, I haven't thought about you in ages.
I'm quite a big name for myself now.
How you been?
I've been great. I got my own ship. Got my own partner.
And you got...
Whoa. What? You don't have me.
Oh, my God. We're not gonna do this right here, not now. Okay, we'll talk about this later.
All right. See, I see
your words better.
I see you guys haven't changed at all. Are you staying out of trouble, Green One?
Not really.
He just got in a fight with someone over a bottle of whiskey.
That sounds like the Karen I always remembered.
Her name is Karen?
No, your name is Karen. If I remember correctly, you were in jail for fighting with the TSA, more or less.
Yeah.
You demanded to see their manager or something, if I remember that story right?
Oh, that Karen. Yeah. That did not go as planned.
Well, this is strange. You guys are working for the consortium now, huh?
So are you. Oh,
the old Karen adventure. Yeah, we're hunting down a butt radar.
Oh, you're on that job.
Yep, going pretty well. We already killed a couple. We're going to get the right one eventually, I swear.
You're just going to keep killing Wookiees until you find the right one?
Killing them or freezing them. We got one hanging up in our foyer.
He's our hat rack.
He's a hat rack.
You never fail to disappoint.
Do we wear hats?
You're not wearing a hat now.
Because it's on the Wookiee.
Okay.
It must be on the Wookiee. I hope it is.
Well, it wasn't cheap, but I got a meeting set up between you guys and Illo Vanden. He's a big shot gambler who knows things, and I think he'll be able to help you out if you scratch his back. He's a betting man. Like he bets on. He's known around here as he bets on all sorts of things: fights, races, everything.
Okay, so not like
sports.
So not like cards.
No, you won't find him in
Oh, good, because I've lost way too much money playing Sabacc.
Okay. Well, you won't need that skill.
Good, because I don't have one.
But I tell you, if you cause too much trouble, I am not going to stick my necks out for you here on this.
Why not?
This is a powerful man we're talking about here.
Yeah, but so am I.
He's a diplomat.
Yeah.
And a doctor. Well, and a sergeant.
Okay. Then you should be able to handle yourself just fine.
All right. So you're on our team.
You'll have our backs.
Okay. So you guys hear the name Illo Vanden. Either of you
sent shivers down my spine.
No, well, either of you can roll a hard knowledge underworld check to see if you know anything else about the name.
I do.
Oh, it's all about it, Sarn.
He's a very, very dangerous man that likes to threaten people at least twice.
Okay. So, you know that... you don't have any advantages. Okay, Illo Vanden is a Herglick and a big name on the gambling circuit. He's a near-legendary gambler who rose above his humble beginnings and is now incredibly wealthy.
What does he look like?
Did you... Herglick, it looks like a little troll frog person.
Can you spell it for me?
Looks like that came from you again because I hit you selected.
Are we still supposed to be looking at that black screen?
No. Sorry, I thought you guys could see it.
Ah! What a beautiful city.
I don't know why it's not.
Oh, that dude! With the beard.
So you guys couldn't see him?
Vest. We were Vest Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised you didn't recognize him. No, not Vest Brothers. That's a different guy.
Oh, man. I know a lot of people with vests in this
That was Jolly G. This guy's not... He doesn't have a vest. It's a jacket.
It's a kind of a vest. It's a coat.
Everything is kind of a vest. Everything is a vest with sleeves, I guess.
All right. This is a new quote from this game. Get it on a shirt. Everything is a vest with sleeves.
He's the guy that was there when we shot the rapist in the penis.
Yeah. Oh, that makes more sense.
Why did you put that person in this game?
The rapist?
Yeah.
That's not important right now. Let's stick to the task at hand. Did you want to roll underworld check?
Did you want me to?
I mean, you can, unless you don't really want to know anything more about Illo
Vanden. No, I didn't know if you were giving us a choice on who to roll. That's all.
I was kind of, but you can roll too.
Regular?
It's hard. So 3.
Oh, this is not gonna go well. Ooh. I don't know anything about this guy.
So it doesn't occur to you anything about him.
But he should have heard about me. That's a threat.
Well,
Herglicks are very intimidating.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. Pollard says.
He's a big guy.
So he gives you coordinates and a time when you're supposed to meet this Illo Vanden. I set it up. Good luck, you guys.
You want to come with?
No. I have no interest in this. I can't believe I got you the meeting in the first place. So good luck.
Well, so that's it. You just cameo and leave.
Can you watch the show?
Exactly.
Exactly.
No, I got my own stuff to do. Don't you have a droid to do something? Do that?
Well, that was kind of the... I wanted you to go keep him company.
No. Not interested.
You want to see our Wookiee?
No.
Yeah, you can see if our hats are still there. You got to protect our hats.
Thanks, but no thanks.
We're just like following him around, asking him if he wants to come back. Like, you sure? You want to come see my Wookiee? No. You want to come back? No.
No, I don't want to watch your car while you go do something fun. It's just not.
Well, if it's fun, you can come with.
That was sarcastic.
You're not good at sarcasm.
I thought you were my friend.
After what we went through in that prison.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to see you. I got you this meeting.
But you didn't even know it was us.
Why are you giving me a hard time?
There it is again, though.
Awesome. Yeah.
Why are you giving me a hard time?
All right. I'm assuming you guys are going to go to this meeting, or... You gonna dick around?
Yeah. Somewhere. How much time do we got?
To what?
Till the meet.
You have a few hours, but not that much time.
All right. I mean, well, I would like to go early. Well, if it's at like a sports betting place.
No, it's not. It's at. Well, let me make sure. You're gonna be meeting him at his palace.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I want to stop by a casino and try to learn more about the sports that he might bet on.
Okay.
To try to get, you know, maybe an inside with him, make him like us.
Okay.
So I don't know how we should handle that.
I don't know. I mean, how would you do it?
I would just go in. Go into the casino and look at the bets that are placeable, you know?
Okay. So you guys go to a... okay. You guys walk into a casino that's on the way to where you're going. And you start asking around about Illo Vanden, and people kind of look at you sideways because they sort of expect that you already know a lot about him. He's kind of somebody people know, but you know, you start to get more information when you get someone who's, you know, eager to talk to you, and you find out that actually the casino that you're in is actually run by Illo Vanden, and that he actually runs a couple of small casinos in Worldport and some other places in Ord Mantell.
My God, this guy knows everybody.
Yeah.
Is it a nice looking casino?
Yeah, it's fairly nice. It's not like a big expensive one, you know,
like the one from the movie?
No, it's not something like that. It's successful, but it's still fairly small.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and you see like some of the things that you can bet on there. There's a couple of sports that you're not really familiar with. You know enough that they are sports, but they're sort of local to Ord Mantell. You see another one, which is a sport that's local on another planet that they watch there. You're not super familiar with how it works, but you can tell it's not Ord Mantell. It's just a completely different setting. And also there's fighting similar to like wrestling. And then there's fighting similar to UFC and also racing of like swoop bikes. And you see it's exciting. People watching it in like the sports book there, and they're all watching different TVs. And sometimes you'll hear people cheering for one thing, and then all of a sudden you hear people jeering for something else. And it's an exciting scene.
Cool.
Okay. Well, then I think we should go to the meeting.
Yes. Meeting away.
Okay, you guys hop in a cab and head over there.
At the glove box?
No. And you're sitting in the back seat as one does in a cab in both our galaxy and Galaxy Far Away. No glove box in the back. It drops you off in front of. Oh, this is not. Yeah, we're skipping that. It drops you off in the Jewel District. Yeah, okay. You know, citizens are coming and going, but the traffic there isn't, it's not very heavy traffic. And it doesn't. Oh boy. Okay, you guys, we're going to be off a little bit on this. You guys come up to the, like, a security check, and a man in overalls comes up and greets you. And
overall?
He's close to the gate here, and so it looks like he doesn't look like he works for the security gate here into the Jewel District, but he comes up to you and hands you an envelope, and he turns and walks away.
Boo. Thank you.
You look at the envelope and it says from Pollard.
I open it.
Within the envelope is a security pass marked with the date and Illovandon's address. And a number of warnings are also listed describing rules that must be observed while in the Jewel District. Any violation of which results in expulsion or arrest.
Ooh, what are they?
The most important of these rules relate to the possession of weapons, though the pass from Vanden specifies that the PCs are permitted to retain all weapons and equipment as long as they are not restricted items.
Nice.
Restricted items.
Yeah.
So I assume my blaster rifle's got to go.
The big one.
Yeah, I think that's the only weapon I got.
You might. Mac has got two small blasters.
Oh, I got a blaster pistol too.
I've got three. I've got two blasters and a diplomat's gun.
Are you sure you didn't give one of those to Graf?
Me?
No, I was talking to Mac.
I don't.
No, so. I gave him mine, but I took it back.
Okay.
Gear and equipment. No, it's I still have it in my inventory.
So the Jewel District, which is outside where you were like dropped off, it's like a big gated community, and that person who was Pollard's man gave you a security pass to get in, and the Jewel District is guarded by these people who are wearing yellow laminate armor that's very noticeable and very much they stick out. They're like a private security force.
Okay. You definitely got to steal some of these armors.
Hey, you can get right on that.
I didn't say now.
Good luck.
But you can see there's a gate to that gated community, a short distance from where the security pass was given to you.
Okay. So we just walk up to it, I guess?
Sure.
And enter the password?
It's a card, I think.
Oh, okay. So I swipe the card.
Yeah. Okay. There's guards there. And please, can we have your credentials? Do you have a security pass?
I show them a security pass.
Multi-pass.
You hand it to them. They look at it. They look at it, there's two of them, and they look at each other and nod and open the gate for you.
Should I leave my rifle with them?
You'll be going to, yes, large weapons should be placed in the receptacle prior to entry. And then they point to it's kind of like at bus station lockers.
Okay. So I'm going to get it back.
Yeah. And it's personalized. It's not like they're. Yeah. And it says here on your pass, you'll be going to Mr. Vanda's villa.
Yes, that is where we're going.
Okay. And they give you directions on how to get there.
Can you give us a ride?
No, you can walk there. It's not that far.
Fine.
Cool.
Okay.
So we start walking.
All right. And as you walk in, you notice just the difference between like the rest of Worldport and Vanden's. I'm sorry. The Jewel District. The Jewel District is clean. There's no graffiti. It's fairly clean. It's just much nicer than the rest of Worldport. It's a rich community.
Throw some garbage on the ground.
A guard comes up to you and says, "Sir, you dropped something."
What is it?
It's garbage.
Oh, well, I don't want it.
You threw it on the ground.
Fine.
Okay.
Seriously, out of nowhere, you just somehow managed to fucking murder hobo start shit. You know, it's like
not only that, he managed to find garbage, something he's never had the entire time.
He just like random guard, sir. It's like, oh my god!
Get back. Oh,
bless your heart. You do endear me.
Okay, and as you like walk closer towards the direction he told you to walk, you see something that is quite obviously must be Illo's estate. It's very fancy, although it's not super big, especially compared to some of the other ones around. Which are just like McMansions, but this one is sort of understated. But in its understatedness, it looks nice.
It's like
this must be the place.
Yeah,
so it's just a little nicer than my own house.
Yeah, exactly. There are two guards, and they see you coming up, and they nod at you and said, "You must be here for the meeting."
Yes.
Okay.
Quite.
Okay. And they lead you in and they tell you, "Master Vanden will be with you shortly," and then leave you in the lobby with of the estate. Dim blue light illuminates the interior of the villa, which is comfortably cool. Exotic fish swim languidly in aquariums built into the walls, and the air is heavy with the unmistakable scent of the sea.
Can I take a harder look around?
Sure.
Full perception?
It'd be average.
And a triumph.
Okay. Though the office is filled with fine bric-a-brac, nothing stands out as being especially valuable. Like the rest of the house, the walls are constructed of aquariums filled with marine life, though many of the species in these tanks appear to be carnivorous in nature. The paintings and hollow prints on display in the room depict ocean and scenes from around the galaxy.
Can my triumph be that I get to feed the fish?
Sure.
I just see a chunk of meat sitting there in front of one of the fish tanks.
It's just meat sitting there?
Yeah, like they were about to feed the fish. We came and they got distracted.
Oh, the guards.
The guards, yeah.
Okay.
So I decided to feed the fish.
Wait, the guard is standing right there, so you just take the meat out of his hands?
Yes.
Sir.
I want to feed the fish.
Don't just grab out of my hand.
What are you? Were you going to feed the fish?
Yes, I'm going to feed the fish. That's my job.
Now let me feed them.
You're just going to come in here, and then as you're arguing with this guard, the wide round office door opens, emitting an incredibly bulky humanoid dressed in a fine blue suit and matching short black cape. And as he walks in, both of you turn and sort of put your hands at your side, just kind of shocked that the man is walking in. His skin is smooth, hairless, and dark gray. His wide gray-green eyes take you in at a glance, and his broad mouth widens in a toothy smile. And here we have some of Tiber's associates, do we? He asks in an astonishingly deep voice, though it's obviously he already knows the answer. Let's get down to business, yes?
In your office?
Come on in.
All right. Like this guy. What's this guy's name again?
Illo.
Illo?
My name is Illo.
Do we have a picture of him?
Oh, yeah. Let me... I'll change. I should have done this already.
I just want to see what he looks like. Oh, okay.
Can you see this? Did I already...
I can't see none.
Oh, he's gruesome.
Stupid fucking thing. So here's Illo.
This is nice. This is a nice little area. This is nice.
All right, but before we go in, I just grab the meat out of the guard's hands.
Oh, my God.
He draws his weapon and points at you. He says, drop it.
Drop the meat.
Let me drop the meat in the fish tank.
Please, don't cause trouble.
But I want to feed the fish.
Okay, you can feed the fish.
So I drop the meat into the fish tank and I skip into the office.
You skip, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
With my metal toe clanking on the floor the whole way.
All right. So, you must be Max Skyblade and San Turbo.
Yeah. Do you have a towel or something? I got blood on my hands.
Oh.
You don't actually have to find a towel for him.
Sorry. Something else played. What did you say?
Oh.
I was confused.
Do you have a towel or something? I got blood on my hands.
No. Just
imagine your character
All right, I bend down and I wipe it on the carpet.
Can you just stay focused on what's going on? All right. All right. So you have blood on your hands from the meat.
Wiped on the carpet.
You wiped it on the carpet. Gee, thanks. I'll have someone clean that up later. Or cut and put in a new rug. It doesn't matter to me. I don't give a shit about this carpet.
Although it really ties the room together.
The carpet?
Yeah.
Thank you. So let's get down to business. Pollard told me a little bit about you. Said you wanted to have a meeting here.
Yes.
Told me you're interested in the butt radar.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
I can tell you how to find him, but I'd like a favor first. Task you can do for me. It shouldn't take you so long, and I don't expect you'll find it difficult to accomplish.
What is it?
Well, I need a race fixed.
Hmm? Fast?
Fast?
Do you need it done fast?
Yes.
All right.
Let's say.
How do you want us to go about this?
Well, let's say that there's a particular racer that I just need to lose. These swoop bike races. I don't care how she loses. I just need her to lose.
Well, I mean, she can't win if she's dead, right?
That would be one way you could do it.
I mean, I could also, I used to race. I could jump in and just win the whole thing and stop her from winning.
That would also be a way. I'm not going to dictate to you how you do it.
Race? Yeah, part of my backstory. You'd know that if you asked every now and then.
Oh.
Instead, it's real, 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 real.
Speaking of which, hey.
Time to get real.
What's your name again? Sorry.
Illo.
Illo, you got any real?
No.
You know where I guess you get some?
I'm sure if you were rooting around in the dark underbelly of Ord Mantell, you'd be able to dig up some of your drugs. Are you addicted? I'm not sure I want to get into business with
degenerates. Don't pay attention. He's just always in it for a good time. He works, believe me. He might be like a little rough around the edges, all right? And he may take a little bit of real. But when it comes to doing the dirty lurk, this person does it all. And he does it better than me. Because let me tell you,
So you're saying you're not very good at your job either?
No, I'm not.
So you're saying you're not good, and this is a...
I'm good at my job.
You're a drug addict.
No. Enthusiast.
Deception.
That's not really a deception. I mean, if he's enthusiastic about doing drugs, no. I mean, he's not wrong.
No, okay, so fine.
All I'm saying is that you're asking us to fix the game. Does it really matter in our credentials that he's addicted to a little bit of real?
No, I suppose not.
I'm addicted. I'm just an enthusiast.
No, all right, fine. He's enthusiastic about it. I'm enthusiastic about fixing this race. Who are we stopping from racing? We got to stop him.
So there's a popular racer. Her name is Flutterplume. She's an up-and-comer. I just happen to know that some rivals of mine are placing a lot of bets in her favor. I need her to lose.
Isn't that the name of those birds that we saw flying in?
Yes. That's her nickname because she dresses up like one of the birds.
I heard those birds are tasty. Is it true?
I prefer more aquatic animals to eat. I don't eat birds.
Shrimps.
Scrimps. Fish.
Shrimp gumbo.
Eggs, but not shrimp those kind of eggs.
Scrimps. I love me some scrimps.
Boiled shrimp.
Wow, you guys know a lot about shrimp.
Shrimp cocktail.
All right, we got to focus. We'll get – all right, so we're going to do this job for you. We'll come up with a way of either I'm going to win the – We'll figure it out. We'll make sure she doesn't win. And what do we get out of it?
Shrimp skewers.
If you do, I will help you find the Bud Radar.
It seems like it's an ongoing thing. We're going for it.
Coconut shrimp.
Huh.
Oh, dude. You ever have just plain old shrimp?
Yes.
Delicious.
You ever eat them while they're still living?
No.
You should try it.
Raw shrimp.
It's delectable.
All right, yeah. Sure. Delectable. All right, well. Is this meeting over, or do we need any more information? Where we gotta go get her?
She'll be down at the racetrack.
All right, go tackle us a Shutterplume.
Flutterplume.
We'll make sure.
Flutterplume.
Butterball.
Butterball.
As we're in the office, I lean back. I just shout, "Shrimp Dijon." And then we just walk out.
Okay. Yeah, you guys leave. So you guys leave back the way you came and head back to the ship, I presume.
Yeah, we got to strategize this.
I say I enter the race. I win the race. We get the money from the race.
What are you going to enter with?
I don't know.
You don't have a swoop bike.
So,
shit. I'll buy one.
Roll a hard knowledge underworld check.
Who? Which one? All of us?
One of you. This is to find more information about Flutterplume, whether or not you know anything about her.
Your underworld is better than mine.
I mean, in general, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm prompting you to do it. It's three.
My underworld is better than that.
Mine's only two grains.
Okay, right. So you have an advantage. You know that Flutterplume, since it's a bird from Ord Mantell, it's not an uncommon name of people from there, especially from like the rural farming villages.
Okay. Kind of like Joe.
If Joe was the last name, yes.
All right.
Oh, I thought her nickname was like the Flutterplume.
Right.
But her last like name Smith. Is Flutterplume?
No. I'm not sure, but the racer, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
The racer... You know the racer, not just that their nickname. Flutterplume is referring to, I did say it was a type of last name, but you know of the racer and that she's a native of Ord Mantell, and she's from the farming villages.
Oh. I know this because I keep up on the racing stuff.
Yeah. No, that's a good explanation.
Can we go threaten the family?
No, I think, like I said, I say... We I don't think we need to threaten the family. I say we sabotage the other bikes. We got to do it all.
Just her bike.
No, we got to do them all so it doesn't look suspicious. Except for mine. And then I win.
You have one.
We're going to get me one. I'm going to steal. Why don't we do? We steal everything. Why can't I just steal another? I'll just steal another one and it'll be mine. I've got that can-do-it attitude right now.
Why can't I just kill her?
I feel like that's a bad idea.
I think stealing a bike's a bad idea, too.
I mean, do we have to kill her? I mean, she just has to lose a race. Why would we want to kill somebody just because they need to lose a race?
Fine. I'll just cripple her a little bit.
Jesus.
If I smash her racing hand...
There's a racing hand?
Both of them.
I'm not exactly sure what a swoop bike looks like, but
it looks like just imagine a motorcycle. It's like dirt bike racing almost, except there's no wheels. The swoop bike is similar to the bike, the speeder bikes in Return of the Jedi. Yeah, or the Mando one. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. I just think we could come up with a more creative way instead of just maiming and murdering.
All she has to do is lose. So, and she just on this race.
So all we got to do is just do something to her bike.
I mean, there's many ways that she could lose.
You don't have to enter the race.
Well, why not? I could win some money.
Or you could die.
You could die stealing a bike. Yeah. You could die trying to kill her.
No. That's not going to happen. The butt radar
says someone. Just someone who died twice in the last fight.
No, it got incapacitated twice. Not died.
That's true.
That's true. That's true.
Also, speak on that note, we should probably find somewhere to buy some stim packs.
Okay, well...
Oh, hey, what if we kill two birds with one stone and get her to fail a drug test?
Which birds is that?
The racer.
And so that's... Okay, so she can't fight. That's one bird. What's the other bird? You said kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, yeah, give me
some drugs. Oh. Um,